This is Method Man of the Mighty Wu-Tang Clan. Chilling. Jalen and Jacoby, man. They gave these dudes a show.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David
what
Jacoby.
Up,
we
yo?
Are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Joining us on the show today, very special show. We have Draymond Green on the show. Thank you so much for joining the show, Draymond.
Thanks, Jacoby, for having me. Jalen, appreciate
back
you
back
having
me. Back in our pride. Who are we?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Draymond, we have some breaking news today. The Nuggets have closed their facility due to multiple coronavirus positive tests. There's about 16 players out of the 302 that were tested that tested positive. How much concern is there about the virus in this bubble? And if you were going to go, would you go?
If I were going to go, yeah, I would go. Just, you know, to have the opportunity to play basketball. And saying that, you know, I think, you know, there's a ton of concern. Not only inside the bubble, but, you know, in the country. You know, we've seen cases explode once again. So, you know, it's not just the NBA. Obviously, you know, that's where we're all focused on because that's our, you know, our daily lives and tell us going to play basketball. But, you know, this is a countrywide problem. It's not just in the bubble.
Day-Day, the NBA is going to put Black Lives Matter on each of the courts that the players are going to be performing on. Players are going to also be able to put personal messages on their jerseys. What are your thoughts on that, and do you feel like that's enough?
It's never enough. You know, there's been issues going on regarding Black lives for, you know, hundreds of years, so it's never enough. But it's a step in the right direction, and I think, you know, I always rave about Commissioner Adam Silver, you know, on how great he is and how supportive he is of the athletes. Obviously, you know, there's no secret that, you know, the majority of players in the NBA are Black athletes. And so, you know, it's always appreciated that we get that support from the league. And I think that's a step in the right direction. But, you know, you can't say it's enough, you know, just because of where we are as a culture.
Absolutely. Systematic racism does permeate throughout corporate America, which filters down through the NBA. If you were going to put a message on a jersey, what would you put? And also, if there are certain policies going forward that you hope the NBA would look to implement as it relates to the climate that we're dealing with right now, what are some of the things you would like to see done?
I'm not sure what my message would be on my jersey because I haven't had to think about that because I won't have a jersey anytime soon. But, you know, I think it would possibly be a cause that I support, organization that's pushing a cause for that I'm supporting. And as far as, you know, the NBA goes, I think, you know, we need to continue to see more Black executives. We need to continue to see more Black head coaches. We need to continue to see more Black owners, you know, owning teams in this league. You know, I think, you know, when you look at the landscape, like I said before, there are predominantly Black athletes, you know, really pushing this league forward. But yet there's, what, one person, one Black person in ownership of a team? You know, there may be a few GMs, and I know that that number is starting to grow. A few Black head coaches, those numbers need to move forward. You know, the athletes, that's fine. I mean, we're going to continue to be great in that space. But, you know, we need the other those other positions to move forward with more Blacks as well.
That's a great point. Now, Draymond, I think you're going to have a long NBA career, but I know there's a really long and lucrative media career waiting for you after you're retired, if you want it. So I'm going to get you started early. Jalen has the Clippers winning the championship in the bubble. I have the Lakers winning the championship in the bubble. Who is your title favorite right now?
I think going into the season and all season long, the Clippers were the favorite. You know, just when you look at their team, I think they have someone that checks every box, you know, from a defender, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Patrick Beverley. You know, when you're talking great size, Kawhi, Paul George, Marcus Morris, you know, they check all the boxes. They can match up with any team well. And, you know, they have shooting. They have Montrez down low. They have everything that you need to win a championship. However, I think, you know, going into this bubble, the Lakers got to be the favorite because, like, they got LeBron and that he can kind of adjust to anything. And I think he's probably the most disciplined pair we've ever seen in the NBA. And that's going to matter going into this bubble. And so I think, you know, having LeBron on your team going into this bubble gives you a slight advantage.
Three-time champion. Do you feel like this season will have an asterisk based on everything we're dealing with in the climate and having to go through the bubble in order to determine a champion?
I think it will, just because, you know, everyone will always say, well, you know, such and such got this amount of championships, but he also got that one, the one where COVID was going on. So I think it'll definitely have an asterisk by it. But in saying that, you know, when you look up in the record books, it's not going to have an asterisk next to it. So at the end of the day, that's all that matter. I mean, public perception at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Like, that's all someone's opinion. But when you look in those record books, it's going to say a champion, and it won't have an asterisk by it. So it is what it is.
A year ago today.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Jacoby. A year ago today, Kevin Durant decided that he was going to play basketball in Brooklyn. He left the Golden State Warriors. How motivated are you guys to get back to a championship level like you were pre-KD?
I mean, we're always motivated to, you know, try to win championships, whether that's with KD or whether it's not. You know, there's no added motivation, you know, with him leaving. You know, we're competitors, we're champions, and we're going to continue to try to raise our level of play to that level in order to finish what we started. You know, and that started before KD, so it's not like, you know, we need to kind of rally around this whole notion of KD's not here anymore. Like, we know what it takes to win a championship, and that's what we're going to rally around.
So I've already predicted that the Warriors between this season and next season will have the largest leap in winning percentage in the history of the NBA. What are your expectations for the Warriors next season?
I don't think that's very far-fetched. Well, we went 15 games this year or something like that. I don't really think that's a far-fetched notion. But, you know, I think we'll definitely return to a high level of play. To say we're going to return to championship level of play, that's never guaranteed. I don't care if you bring the same exact team back that you won a championship with the year before. Every year is different. Every year kind of takes on its own life of its own. And so, you know, I think, you know, we'll definitely be adding key pieces back in, and Steph and Clay, and also continue to build Kevon Looney, you know, will be healthy. And so, you know, that's important. You know, we have a few young guys with more experience under their belt. So definitely looking forward to next year, and returning to a high level of play. And hopefully we can, you know, come together and get the chemistry back right and, you know, push for another championship or two.
Jalen, I think people need to start putting more respect on the Splash Brothers' names. How dope is it to play with those guys?
It's extremely dope. A-Day, you know, been a huge part in changing the game of basketball as a whole. You know, but then when you play with two guys like Steph and Clay, you know, their selflessness, yeah, that's important in building a championship team. You know, it's never all about them. And, you know, for me as a facilitator, you know, I can't ask for two better guys to play with, you know, and, you know, delivering the ball, trying to put the ball on time on target, but always knowing that if you put the ball in the right place, they can get a shot off. And so seeing the eruptions that they can go on, you know, it's always fun to play with those guys and the way they can just wreck a defense. You know, they'll have two or three guys chasing them, and it's always fun seeing the guys turn to each other and start bickering, because they messed up a defensive assignment.
Well, we've seen you bicker a bit on the sideline with some teammates and in the media with some prominent basketball media personalities. Do you think you've deserved your reputation as sort of an agitator?
I mean, I guess I don't really look to agitate people. I just kind of play my game. And, you know, I'm from Saginaw. You grow up on the basketball court. That's what you do. You talk junk. That's just a way of life, the way we grew up. So it's no, you know, it's no NBA thing or media thing. That's just me. That's the Saginaw in me. I can't change that.
So I have a question. You talk about the Warriors and this leap that they're going to have between this season and next season, and it's no secret that you'll probably have a pretty high draft pick, and everyone's looking at James Wiseman and saying, ooh, how would Wiseman fit with the Warriors? So how do you think a prospect like James Wiseman would potentially fit with your Warriors?
I mean, I haven't seen much of him because I don't keep up with a ton of high school basketball, and we didn't get to see much of him at Memphis, but you know, and watch, and I've seen some clips of his workouts and, you know, a couple highlights, and, you know, he looks to be pretty mobile, pretty athletic guy. So, you know, with our speed and pace, the way we play, you know, I think he can definitely be a great add if that was the case. But I don't really know, you know, what pick we're going to get or what pick he's going to go. I am kind of a living testament of that. You just never know how the draft is going to go and how the cards may fall. So, we'll see what happens. I know he's high up there. I know Anthony Edwards is high up there. LaMelo Ball, you got all those guys that everyone's talking about. So we'll see how it goes. But nonetheless, I think, you know, whichever pick we end up with, we'll end up with a pretty good player. And, you know, hopefully we can enter the fold and continue to move forward.
Thank you so much for joining the program. We will have podcast exclusive content with Draymond Green. So make sure you listen to the Jalen and Jacoby podcast. We'll be back in just 2 minutes.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Corona Extra. Find your beach.
Draymond Green, my brother from another mother, is joining the show today. He represents Saginaw Pride to the fullest. He's a terrific NBA player. He's a champion. But he just did something this week that broke my heart. He snatched Amani Bates from me. What happened, dog? How did you guys get Amani Bates to commit to Michigan State? I know you was a part of recruiting. I know Magic's been on the phone. What y'all do?
Honestly, man, I haven't been much a part of recruiting nowadays. You know, I kind of sit back and let the young guys do what they do. You know, I'm kind of, my time there has kind of come and gone. Obviously, still a huge supporter of the program. And, you know, Coach Izzo is still one of my best friends in this world. So I always keep close contact. But, you know, Amani, he was up there before when I was up there, maybe a year ago or so. And just seeing how he interacted with the guys, you could just tell it was comforting for him. And it was home. It reminded me a lot of myself when I was recruiting, how Travis Walton and Kalen Lucas and Goran Sutan, Marquise Gray, all those guys, they just made me feel like family. And you can see he had that same dynamic with those guys. So it wasn't much of a surprise to me because, you know, he just looked right at home. And he a dog. And, Jay, you know the dogs go to state.
That was before Juwan was standing on the sideline. That used to be true until we got Juwan. Okay, now I have to say this. I love Coach Iz. I was at Imani's first game this year. All of the coaches were there and whatnot. But what I want people to know is, of course, I wanted him to go to Michigan and all of that. But being from the state is way bigger. Like, I'm just so happy that the best player in the nation is from my home state. So, yes, I'm still going to be going to his games. Yes, I'm still going to be putting on for him. But I got to tell you something, Day-Day. I think I might play more college games than he do. What do you think?
that's definitely a high possibility, man. You know, and with him committing to the program, you know, if he does step foot on the college campus, that's great. For us to add a talent like that, it's fantastic whether he steps foot on the campus or not. You know, but with the way these rules are changing now and, you know, everything's kind of pointing towards professional basketball, and with the NCAA not changing any of their rules, if he never steps foot on a college campus, I would understand, and I would be extremely understanding of that. But nonetheless, whether he does or not, he's a Spartan dog at heart, and that's all that matters.
So yeah, Draymond, he is. One more thing, Jacoby.
Come on, man. You know what? It's Jalen and Jacoby, man. It's Jalen and Jacoby. So go ahead.
I have to ask all him right. This Imani question. He just played with KD. That's who Imani reminds me of. I love his father, his uncle. Again, I'm rooting for him. 10 toes down. He reminds me of KD. Who does he remind you of?
You know what? It's funny because I was talking to my fiance yesterday before the announcement, and I was like, Amani Bass is about to make his announcement. And I'm like, baby, I hate when people compare tall, skinny guys to Kevin Durant because they're tall and skinny. I don't like that. You know, Kevin Durant is a different animal. Like, that man, and he's one of the best talents we've ever seen in this world. And so I hate that. However, when you look at Imani, he has the handle, the step backs, the three ball, take you off the dribble. He'll dunk on you. If there is anyone that reminds me of KD, it's him. And I think KD, who is an extreme basketball fan, like the guy I will watch 7-year-olds play basketball. I've seen KD watching Imani Bass and talking about Imani Bass, and I think he co-signs that. But, you know, if there's any one player, it's definitely Imani.
Agreed.
Draymond, you were a key piece of three championship teams, you know, and celebrated in parade after parade after parade. What does it feel like to be in the hotel room on the road in the middle of the season and been like, wow, I'm on the worst team in the NBA? Like, what does that feel like, that juxtaposition?
It sucks. You know, you kind of go from arriving at hotels at 3 o'clock in the morning and 600-700 people outside to arriving at a hotel at 6 p.m. in the evening and it's two people outside. It's kind of a completely different thing. Nonetheless, you know, I try not to worry about it too much. I try to control what I can control. And so, you know, my focus was just on trying to help these young guys improve, trying to get some of these guys like Glenn Robinson, Alec Burks, who are great, you know, are really good players in this league, trying to get them their due and get them views and you know, and help those guys get a contract. So that was kind of my focus this year. I didn't really worry too much about the winning and losing because it was what it was, and there wasn't much that was going to change that. So I just kind of tried to focus on something different. So if I was focused on winning and losing, I would have drove myself crazy.
Yep. So I know you're with Clutch Sports and you're with LeBron. I see you on the show all the time together. Do you guys ever talk about the moment in the finals when he stepped over you and you kicked him and basically cost yourself the finals?
No, we don't talk about that moment. It's kind of irrelevant. You know, we talk about things moving forward more than a vote. You know, different initiatives that we're trying to move forward. You know, and continuing to bring African Americans together in positions of power. You know, you look at like Rich and Clutch Sports just bringing Omar Wilkes on. You know, just different things like that. Those are the things we discuss. We don't talk about. We definitely don't talk about that moment. We don't really talk about our games much. Every now and then we will, but we talk about different things. We're friends outside of basketball, so you know we don't discuss that too much.
Draymond, it's a teachable moment for people that come from inner city and urban environments like ourselves, the More Than a Vote initiative, because there's so many things that have happened with the system that we just don't trust it. And you've been really vocal about acknowledging that you didn't vote in 2016 and you want to make sure that you mobilize and not only do it in 2020, but make sure as many people that you can reach will do it as well. Can you give some level of confidence to those that feel like their vote may or may not matter?
You know, what I can say is I was that same guy 4 months ago, you know, and I've just kind of taken it up on myself to kind of educate myself in that area. And, you know, and being a part of initiatives like More Than a Vote, you know, and just learning the importance of us voting. You know, I was one of the people that said, my vote don't matter and I'm not going to vote. And yet, you know, in our great state of Michigan, you know, it was decided by 10,000 votes during the last presidential election. So, you know, you're one of however many thousand people that don't go vote. Your vote actually does matter. And, you know, right now where, you know, and I don't think it's only blacks, you know, but everybody in this country, our lives are on the line right now. And I don't know whether people can understand that and see that or not, but, you know, getting out and voting in the presidential election in November, but also your local elections. Like, I've never voted in a local election in my life. I can't even tell you who the candidates were or anything about them, but they're just as important, if not as even more important, than the presidential election. So really, I think it's important that we educate ourselves on this topic, on the task at hand, get out and vote in November, and continue to learn, because I didn't understand what the Electoral College was. So my thing was like, I'm a part of popular vote. Well, the popular vote clearly doesn't win the election, so why would I continue to vote? And so I think education is more important than anything right now.
It's really well put. You have to settle one debate for us before we let you go. Jalen Rose has Giannis Antetokounmpo as the most valuable player. I've got LeBron James. Where are you on this?
Oh, man. Can we go co-MVPs? I think they both had great seasons. Giannis has been fantastic over the last couple of years in his growth. But if I had to pick, man, I guess LeBron got to get some credit for he in year, 17, 18 or something like that, and still playing at the level he's playing at. I think that's great. I don't know, man. Go co-MVPs for once. I think they both deserve it.
Thank you so much for joining the show. Appreciate it. Thank you also for stealing Amani Bates from Jalen Rose's Wolverines. It's something we can talk about for
yes, sir.
Years to come. Congratulations on that. Look forward to you guys turning it all around next season with the Warriors. Come back anytime.
Thanks. Appreciate y'all having me, fellas.
You know what's surprising? The surprisingly great rates from State Farm. State Farm is the real deal in car and home insurance. It kind of jumps out at you. It's surprising. You get a rate quote from them, you go, oh, huh. That's surprising just how low it is. And State Farm agents are always ready to help with personalized service so you can customize your insurance. If you talk to a State Farm agent, they will not just surprise you with the great rates, but they will customize your insurance to fit your budget and fit your needs when it comes to home and car insurance. It's all backed up by award-winning, easy-to-use technology. You can manage your coverage and pay your bill or file a claim all with the State Farm mobile app. Not only is an agent ready to discuss with you giving insurance or a claim 24/7, you can also have all of that easy to manage right there on your phone with the app. It's a great price with even greater service. So when you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, you and I have been arguing about the MVP of the league ever since the league halted. You think Giannis, I think LeBron. Well, only one of us has an actual vote. So I'm going to ask you, have they communicated to you? What is the new plan for voting on the regular season awards?
Well, I look down at my email and they make sure that I still want to participate. And I'm as enthusiastic as ever, really fortunate enough to be a voter. And then they also say that they're going to calculate what happens in the bubble before determining the actual awards. So these eight games matter, Jacoby. Yeah, these games matter.
They're going to count those eight regular season games and then send you a ballot.
Absolutely.
They're going to take into account the totality of the whole playoff.
You're going to take what happened to 80% of the season that is already played. You're going to calculate the eight games that happened in the bubble, and that's how you're going to get your regular season award. I had Giannis slightly ahead of LeBron. Again, remember that final weekend, they beat the Bucks and they beat the Clippers and Giannis was injured. LeBron was picking up steam. It's going to be interesting to see what throttle he's in those eight games. But ultimately, I feel like Giannis ends up securing the award.
So the Lakers, I believe, will end up as the number one seed. Do you think even after that number one seed is secured, LeBron knows that he is still very much in the MVP race? Do you think that will be in the back of his mind? Do you think LeBron goes down there saying, in these eight games, I'm going to win over people like Jalen Rose that now have Giannis as the MVP?
Not at all, because it's going to be a close race anyway. He ain't necessarily worried about that battle. He's worried about winning the war, and that's the championship. And so he will take regular season MVP. And again, it's going to be a dogfight to see who wins it. But he's only getting on an airplane to try to win it all with the Lakers.
Jalen, I have some concerning news about the Nets, and I have a prescription for the problem. I'll give that to you in just 2 minutes when we return.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Corona Extra. Find your beach.
I want to thank Draymond Green for joining us on Jalen Jacoby earlier. Someone else is going to join us now, and that someone is Megan Jacoby. Jalen, KD for the Nets is not coming into Orlando to play. Kyrie Irving saw that, said he wasn't going to play. And then DeAndre Jordan tested positive, so he's not going to come down and play. Wilson Chandler wants to spend time with his family, so he's not going to come down and play. Spencer Dinwiddie just tested positive. He hasn't decided, but it's likely that he won't come down and play. We all know the Nets were really focused on next year, but it seems like they are so focused on next year, I have an idea. They should pass on the bubble. Jalen, what do you think about them just giving the Wizards their spot and as a franchise just saying, we're not going to Orlando?
That doesn't make any sense. There's always something to be accomplished as an organization to play meaningful basketball, even if the top players aren't participating. KD was never an option. Just towards Achilles 12 months ago, Kyrie's been out all year, and the other guys have coronavirus. It makes sense that they're not going to be in the bubble. So that's still something to get accomplished by the other guys on the team.
We will be back Thursday at 4. Right now, it's time for Highly Questionable with Dan Le Batard.
You are far too kind.
Jalen, so good to have Draymond Green on the pod. I've said it for so long. Draymond's going to be great if he wants to be in media. Because you can always tell how successful a player is going to be in media by how they behave in the league. You were loud, annoying, and always had an opinion and outspoken while you were in college. Continue doing that in the league. And now here you are, successful in the media. Charles Barkley, same way. Loud and outspoken and won't be quiet, not following the rules. Randy Moss is the same way. Like, you know, Ray Lewis is the same way. Like, a lot of our colleagues were loud and outspoken while they were in the league and had an opinion on topics, and that translates. And if he wants to be in the media, I'm sure that he will have a very long and successful career. But, Jalen, I want to ask you about something. Rudy Gobert, remember how he started this whole thing? It was Rudy Gobert touching the phones. Rudy Gobert,
you know, was the one who
he sort of made this country take the coronavirus seriously. I swear to God, like individually kind of made the country take the coronavirus seriously. He still can't smell. It's 3 months later. Now, there's so many people that are asymptomatic, and there's so many people that carry this disease and spread this disease and don't even know that they have it. But imagine the ramifications of not being able to smell 3 months later. When in your life does that actually benefit you? That's my question for you. When in your life does that actually benefit you? I feel like you go into a porta potty, like, I'm good now. You know what I mean? No problem. I won't touch anything. Jalen, I think it's a great idea. We should do that. I always like it when you use the podcast exclusive time as sort of like the production meeting time. You know, just get the creative juices flowing. I also think that you put it on wax just so like we have it on reference. That you said it on a certain day. You know what I mean? So, I always love when you do that. I want to thank Draymond Green once more for coming through. And I want to remind everyone that we will be off tomorrow because something else is on ESPN, but we'll be back on Thursday. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
And on Thursday, we have a legend joining the show. A legend is joining the show. Y'all want me to tell y'all who's joining the show? Y'all really want to know who's joining the show?
Don't tell him. Don't tell him.
A legend will be here.
We'll look forward to that. We'll be back on Thursday. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done.